transport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Sure, everyone loves instant color when planting flowers and shrubs, but plants can provide more than visual appeal. Our choice of plants can often affect the long-term needs of Texas wildlife that depend on native varieties.
Usually they're producing fruit or nectar or some kind of food source that's desirable. A lot of them are host plants for our native butterflies and moths. Some of them are good hummingbird nectar sources. Many of them provide berries that are good for birds. Native trees are a host for all kinds of insects that are in turn food for a lot of our native birds.
Dana Price is a botanist with Texas Parks and Wildlife. She says not only do native plants help feed wildlife, but they also sustain our needs by providing low-maintenance upkeep even in the harshest conditions.
Our native plants are very well adapted to the climate and to the weather in Texas, which, yes, is very extreme a lot of times.
Wildscaping is a term used for planting and maintaining native vegetation for wildlife conservation. The goal is to provide places for birds, small mammals, and other wildlife to feed and drink and escape from predators and raise their young. Texas Parks and Wildlife has put together a very detailed online resource guide on this practice. Find it on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.